Glory to God. Praise God. There is a word tonight. Glory to God. And this word is, the topic is, God knows what's best for us. Yes, he does. He knows exactly what it takes to build us and to mold us and to mature us and grow us up in him. He knows what it takes for us to really begin to know him in the fellowship of his suffering. Hallelujah. To know how to give God the praise in spite of what we're going through. We trust him, knowing that God knows what's best for us. And there are two people I want to talk about. The first one is Job. And I ask that you turn to Job, the 23rd chapter. And I'm going to begin reading at the 10th through the 12th verses. And again, this is the NIV version, Job 23, 10 to 12. And it reads, it talks about how Job was searching for God. He looked for him. He looked for him in the north and the south and the east and the west. He just seemed like, he said, if I could just get a glimpse of him. But he couldn't find him. But then Job came to this conclusion. And that's where it starts at the 10th verse. It says, but he knows, meaning God knows the way that I take. He knows exactly what I'm going through. He knows where you are. He knows what your position is. He knows what our conditions are. So Job said, yes, but God knows the way that I take. When he has tested me, in other words, when he has tried me, I will come forth as pure gold. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Why? Because he said, because my feet have closely followed his steps. This is Job is saying that this is how you know. This is how you find him. Hallelujah. He said, my feet have closely followed his steps. I have kept to his way without turning aside. In other words, I didn't look to the left or the right, but I kept my eyes straight on God. Verse 12, he says, I have not departed from the commands of his lips. In other words, I heard the word, and I positioned myself to obey, be obedient to God. Then he says, I have treasured the words of his mouth more than my daily bread. That is awesome how much he valued the word of God. Hallelujah. And that's what you and I have to do. Praise God. We're no different. I mean, the circumstances may be different, but yes, God knows where you're at. He knows the way that we take, but he also knows what's best for us. See, the scripture says, the Lord, he blessed the latter part of Job's life more than the former part. In other words, God gave Job double for his trouble. Hallelujah. In other words, he had more sheep. He had more cattle at the end. He had more sons and daughters. And the scripture says there weren't, his daughters were so fair. In all the land, there weren't even daughters that compared to how beautiful Job's daughters were. Hallelujah. Praise God. And then the Bible says further that Job lived to see a full life. He lived to see his children and their children. The Bible said, even unto the fourth generation, isn't God good? My God, whatever we have to go through it, knowing that God knows where we're at. He knows how much we can take. He won't put on us more than we're able to bear. God knows what's best for you and I. Hallelujah. Yeah, we might be in the fire. You might be going through something, and you know, looks like you don't see no light at the end of the tunnel. But just know and rest on it. Stand on it. God knows what's best for me. Hallelujah. He says all things are working together for the good of those who love the Lord and who are the called according to his purpose. Amen. And then the other person I want to talk about is Abraham. And this is in Hebrews, the 11th chapter, 8 through the 10th verses. I'm just going to summarize this pretty quickly. He says that by faith, Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should after receive for an inheritance, he obeyed. When he was called, the Bible said he went out. When he heard the word of God speak to him, he began to put I like to say it like this, feet to his faith. He began to move in the direction of that God gave him. And the Bible says, and afterward, he gave the place where he didn't even know where he was going for inheritance. He obeyed and he went out, not knowing whither he went. He didn't know where he was going. But by faith, Abraham, he sojourned in the land of promise, as in a strange country, dwelling in tabernacles with Isaac and Jacob, you know, and they are his heirs with him, and they receive, they were heirs of the same promise. Hallelujah. Think about it. God, you and I have promises. He's got, in the word of God, he's promised us. He says not only he'll bless us, he'll bless your household. Not only will he save us, he will save your children. See, it doesn't matter what they look like now. And sometimes our children will be very, very disobedient, and the enemy will just have them to do everything but walking in the right direction, everything but walking in the light of the word. But let me tell you, we have a promise. Hallelujah. I'm a witness of that. We have a promise. He said he will save not only you, but he'll save your household. Glory to God. Give God a praise right there. I know what I'm talking about because I'm a living witness of that. Hallelujah. Thank the Lord how he's blessed and he saved my children. And every one of them are saved because God has given us a promise. Doesn't matter what it looked like, but we know what the word of God says. And God knows exactly what's best for each and every one of us. He knows us. The Bible says God even knew us even before we were formed in our mother's womb. God knows us. He knows every hair on our head. He knows our just our thoughts and just the intents of our heart. He knows our thoughts even before we think them. Praise God. We trust him. So Abraham, he looked for a city which hath foundations. And he said, whose builder and maker is God. Glory to God. You see, Abraham's faith, his faith and his actions, they work together. That's what faith without works, the scripture says, is dead. So we have to have some action with it. So his faith and his actions work together. Abraham's actions made his faith complete. And so it happened just as the scripture says, Abraham believed God, and therefore he was called a friend of God. Glory, glory, glory to God. That is awesome. I want to read something to you. We're talking about a sure foundation, a solid rock. Let's turn with me to Matthew, the 7th chapter, the 24th through the 27th verses. Matthew 7, 24 to 27. Hallelujah. Talking about building our trust and our faith in God, standing on a firm foundation. The scripture says, therefore, this is Jesus talking, therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice is like a wise man who built his house on a rock. The rain came down, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against that house. Yet it did not fall. Why? Because it had its foundation on the rock. The rock called Jesus. He knows what's best for you. He knows what's best for me. He knows what's best for our family. If we just follow the direction he just given us, he just didn't save us and just throw us out there and says, make it to heaven the best way you can. But he has given us his word. God has given us his son, Jesus Christ. And he has also sent the third person in the Godhead, which is the Holy Ghost. He has sent his Spirit to lead and guide us into all part in the truth. Hallelujah. So therefore, in the 26th verse, likewise, he says, but everyone who hears these words of mine, we hear the word, we hear it every Sunday, or whenever, all during the week, we hear the word, we're listening now to the word. He said, but everyone who hears these words of mine and does not put them into practice is like a foolish man. Oh, my. who built his house on sand. The rain came down, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against that house. And it fell, the Bible says, with a great crash. We don't have to be that the foolish person, but we could just hear the word of God, receive the word of God, and then act on the word of God. You know, we can hear the word all day, all night, all year, but until we apply God's word, until we begin to walk in his word and in his promises, you know, we don't see it come alive. But we don't have to be like, as this parable is about the foolish builder. We're building our hope, our trust, our faith up on the solid rock, and his name is Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And Isaiah, you know, the word says, for my thoughts, they're not your thoughts. A lot of times we think we know what's best for us, and we said, no, God, you're taking too long. I'm going to do things my way. You know, we live in that kind of society. We want to, like, give me this, give it to me right now. Okay, I'm going to pray. I'm going to stand on your word. I'm going to believe. But if you don't move by next week, then I'm getting ready to make it happen. My God. But you know what? God knows. He knows the timing. Our timing is not his timing. We need to wait on him because he knows what's best for us. See, he says his thoughts are not our thoughts, neither his ways our ways. Saith the Lord said this. So he said, for as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways. His ways are much higher than ours. He knows what's best. See, because he's Alpha and Omega, the first and the last, the beginning and the end. He knows what's going to happen, you know, our entire life. He knows from the beginning and to the end. You and I have to find out one day at a time. I kind of think about it like this. You know, it's kind of like a storybook. Each one of us has our own story. The story is being written right now. And then when the Lord allows us to live to the next day, we kind of turn the page. Then you're into the next day. My God, but see, Jesus, he knows it all. He knows what's best for us. He knows our frame. He remembers what we are just glorified dust. He knows our weaknesses. He knows what we can take. Hallelujah. He knows just where we are. Like Job says, he knows the way that I take. He knows all about this. And he is able to do exceeding and abundantly above all we could ask or even think, according to the power of God that's working in us. Hallelujah. In Jeremiah, he says, God says, I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future. He says, and you shall seek me. Hey, there's a lot of times we don't hear this part of this scripture. You just hear people say, oh, yeah, God knows. You know, he knows the plan, so therefore, you know, I'm going to prosper. But it goes further than that. So there's another step to that. Mm-hmm. He is saying, and you shall. And he said, and you'll find me when you seek me or search for me with all of your heart. You know what? We can't serve God half-heartedly. We can't serve him and just say, okay, Lord, I need you now. I need you to come right now. Then when you think everything is going on well, then you put him up on the shelf. No, no. God wants that relationship, that daily communion. Hallelujah. Praise God. And knowing that, he said, when you seek me with your whole heart, then you will find me. Hallelujah. So you and I, we just make up in your mind to trust God with your whole heart. Make up in your mind that you're going to stand firm on his promises. Make up in your mind that you're going to rest in the Lord. See, when you rest in the Lord, you trust safely in him. You commit your way to him. Hallelujah. Even when things begin to go wrong and nothing seems to go right, but you know what the word of God says. And we can't fail because God is ordering our steps. Hallelujah. When we keep our mind stayed on him, He will keep us in perfect peace. Amen, somebody. I know I'm preaching good tonight. I know that the word of God is for you. And guess what? It's for me as well. Why? Because God knows. He knows what's best for every one of us. Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. So all we need to do, you and I, we just need to take the first step in being obedient to the word of God. We can't help but to discover when we're obedient, we'll discover for our own selves that God is truly good and he cares so much for us. He cares about the things that affect us. He cares. He sees your heart. He sees the tears. He hears our cry. So therefore, trust in him. Wait on him. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Trust him because he knows the way we take. He knows what's best. We may not see or understand God's plan and the direction for our lives. But what we got to do, we must trust. We got to believe him, like Job and Abraham. Job says, yeah, you know the way, and this is happening to me and so forth, but yet, look at them. Look at Job and Abraham. They heard the word. They didn't see the way. Abraham didn't know where he was going. Just knows God says, get up and get out of your country. Leave your father's house. But he trusted God. He trusts, but look at the end result. Look at the end of Job. My God, yes, he went through something. He went through torment, but God delivered him. Hallelujah. And brought him out with a strong arm. Hallelujah. Abraham, the Bible says that God blessed him abundantly. He was a rich man. Not only that, his heirs, they were connected to him, and they were blessed as well. Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Hallelujah. Are you connected to Jesus? Yes, we are connected to God through Jesus, through the shed blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, but the word says, weeping may endure for a night. You might be going through right now. You might be crying. You might have some aches and pains now. But know that joy will come in the morning. Deliverance will come because we serve that kind of God. Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. But we want to build ourselves up on that solid foundation. His name is Jesus. As we end up this tonight, in Proverbs, a familiar scripture, Proverbs 3, 5, and 6, it says, trust in the Lord with all of your heart and lean not to your own understanding. And then he says, in all of our ways, acknowledge him and he shall direct thy path. Where are you tonight? God knows. Where do you see yourself going? Can you see yourself blessed? Can you see yourself walking in the answer to your prayers? Can you believe and you see the word? If you can believe and see it, you can have it. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. See, let God order your steps. Let him be in the driver's seat. Let him navigate your life tonight. Glory to God. He knows what to do. All we need to do is dwell in the secret place of the Most High God. Just stay there. Just take up the residence there and just let the Holy Spirit direct. Hear, ask God to sharpen your spiritual ear. He that has an ear to hear, let him hear what thus saith the Lord. Let him sharpen your insight, your eyes, so that you can see, through the eyes of faith, that faith is the substance. It is the substance of things hoped for. And it's the very evidence of things that we can't even see, but yet we do believe. We can believe to the point that we call things that be not as though they are. By faith, all we got to do is continue to abide under the shadow of the Almighty God. Understand it tonight that God knows what's best for you. He knows what's best for us. Hallelujah. He will not let you go through more than you're able to bear, but he will always make a way and escape. He is an on-time God. Oh, yeah. As the older people would say, He may not come when you want him, but he is always, always. God is always on time. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So where are you tonight? Are you looking, expecting? Hallelujah. I'm looking for the Lord. Hallelujah. I've given God my petition, but I'm standing and expecting. And not only that, when you make your petition known to God, begin to praise him. Just don't stand there and just mark time. Praise him, the Lord, and seek his face. Could continue to have the right motive in your worship, in your relationship with him. Hallelujah. Continue to get involved. Ask God, what's my purpose? What would you have me to do today? How can I please you today? Each one of those, I talked about Job and I talked about Abraham. They were obedient to the Lord. They were walked in line with what they knew that was right. Hallelujah. God is in the midst, and he knows what's best for us. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, we praise you and we thank you. You are a good God. You are just a good God. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, because this is the day that you have made and you cause us to rejoice. We rejoice and be glad because, God, when we look at where we were and where we are right now, we have so much to give your name praise for. Glory to God. Even as we slumber and we sleep, even in the night and the wee hours of the morning, Father, you cause the angels to encamp around our bedside. You keep us, oh God, in perfect peace. Hallelujah. You keep us, Lord, surrounded. Hallelujah. You keep us covered under your blood. Father, we thank you, God, because you're good. We thank you because you loved us when we didn't even love ourselves. You loved us when we were yet sinners. God, we praise you for that, God. Oh God, we bless you tonight. We bless you. We will bless you, God, at all times, and your praise, oh God, shall continually be in our mouth. Father, we're reminded of the scripture where David said, I had fainted had I not known to live to see the blessings of the Lord, to see God's blessing upon our life. God, we thank you, Lord, that you allowed us to hear your word tonight. We thank you, God, that because we can take that word, we can apply your word. We stand on your promises, God. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, that you allowed us to be drafted into your family, to be that royal priesthood. God, you caused us to be that peculiar people, God. Oh, God, that you placed your anointing upon us. Father, in the name of Jesus, I'm believing you, God. We decree and we declare your word tonight. We decree and we declare the blessings of your word and your promises that rest upon every person that called into this Dream Team prayer line tonight. Not only them, God, everyone that's connected to them, to their families, their friends, their acquaintances. God, I thank you, Lord, that you bless the ones that are on this line, God, that you will just empower them in anoint them, saturate them with your anointing, with your power, that you will use them for your glory. You will use their lives, that they can be a blessing to somebody else, God. They can carry your word, God. They can carry the good news. They can carry the gospel of peace in Jesus Christ, God. I thank you, Lord, that you allow them, God, hallelujah, to be completely equipped with your whole armor right now in the name of Jesus. Let your armor rest on them. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Crown them with your loving kindness. Crown them with tender mercy. Father, we thank you. Those that need healing tonight, you would heal. Send your word and heal. Send your word and deliver. Send your word, God, and ease the pain. Ease the sickness. God, we have to know that By your stripes, we were healed. We standing on that. We are decreeing, declaring tonight. We drawing faith tonight. We join our faith tonight. Whatever the need is, God, you know that need. Father, I thank you, Lord, for healing, God. I thank you, Lord, for deliverance, God. Well, I thank you for salvation, Lord. We thank you right now for our family members that don't know you, God. But God, you will deliver them. God, you will help them to say what must they do to be saved, God. We believe you, God. Hallelujah. That we will be the light of the world. That we are the salt of the world, of the earth, God. That you would use us. Have your way, God. Have your way, God. Even in our home. Wow, God. Draw our families together. Husband and wives. Stronger together. Loving one another. Helping each other. Children, God. Cause them to be obedient. Hallelujah. Be a blessing even to their parents, God. We thank you for our children that you would raise them up, God. Hallelujah. And to be a blessing not only to our family, not only to their mother and father, that they'll be blessing to each other, that they was walking the goodness of the Lord. They walk in the peace of God. Bless them, God, and cause them to be a blessing. We bless you tonight for your goodness. We thank you for our church family. We thank you for Petersville Baptist Church. We thank you for our pastor who teaching us the word of God. He was teaching us, God, that we must dig ourselves in, dig into that word and hear what thus saith the Lord. Hallelujah, and walk in that light. As he's in that light, then we can have fellowship one with the other. We thank you, Lord, that the anointing is there in the service, God, that when we walk in, God, we walk in with the anointing. We walk in with the power of God. We walk in through those doors with the praises of God on our lips. We thank you, Lord, that we have the opportunity to freely worship you in spirit and in truth. We bless you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for hallelujah, for the voices of Judah. Continue to anoint them, to anoint them to sing your praises. Glory to God. We thank you for the vessels of praise, that they will just move as you will have them to move, that they will dance, pray, and lift up themselves of praises to you, God. Hallelujah. We bless you for every young person. We bless you for the Ville Church, for the Ville pastors. Hallelujah. Continue to bless them. Encourage them. Multiply them. Hallelujah. Bless our young people. Raise them up. You can raise up strong young men and women for you, God. They are the next church, God. Hallelujah. Bless them, God. Oh, God, have your way, God. I thank you, Lord. We decree and declare tonight, God, that every need that we have, it will be met. It's already met. You said, God, for you have given us all things that we need, things that everything we need pertaining to life and godliness, that you shall supply all our need according to your riches in glory. So we thank you right now. There might be needs, financial needs on this line tonight. There might be healing needs. There might be, you know the need, God, relation building tonight. You know the need, God, meet every single need. So we thank you for it. And we believe you, God. We glorify you tonight. Hallelujah, that we're able to worship you tonight. We're able, God, to rest on your promises, knowing that you, God, you know, you already know the plans that you have for us. You know what's best for every one of us. And God, so we bless you. And we praise you. Hallelujah. We magnify your name. There's nobody like you, God. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Everybody on this line, come on and give God the praise. Give God the glory. Hallelujah. Give him the honor. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Give God praise tonight. He knows what's best for us. The best is yet to come. Hallelujah. Thank you, God, that we can hold on. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. So we thank you right now. So we glorify you and we worship you tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We glorify you and we thank you right now in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. So it, amen means so it is so. It is so. And we thank you, God. You know what's best for us. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So we thank God for y'all. Thank you for being on the line. Thank you for just taking out time. And we know tomorrow is Independence Day. It's 4th of July. But we also thank God right now. We're already in independence. We already been set free by the blood of Jesus Christ. So we always can rejoice and give God the praise. Amen. Glory to God. So God, thank God, bless you, and bless that you will have a wonderful holiday. You will enjoy your family. Be safe, and whatever you do, keep God in the mix. Keep him first, and give God the praise. So we love you. We pray for us. We'll pray for you, as Pastor said. We'll watch and see God change things. God bless you. Have a blessed, blessed night. And for that, I will say, good night.
Amen. Good night. Good night.